The greatest quarterback the CFL has ever seen. He's a multiple Grey Cup winner. He is the offensive coordinator currently with the Montreal Alouettes. Obviously would rather be here with his team, but he's here as a big spokesman at the Grey Cup. Anthony Calvillo joins us. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm happy you came here. You've been through this so many times. You've won games, you've lost games. When you look back on your time at the Grey Cup, and you know we're here the Thursday leading up to it, did it get easier? Like, were you nervous, excited the first time? Did it become an easier week for you as you got more accustomed to it?
Well, I think the more experience you get, the more comfortable you're going to get. So the whole week is just challenging, especially if you're up for an award or one of your teammates is up for award, because you have the award show at night. But you really have to manage your time, because you got to practice, you have to study, then you have to go to these media events, and you also got to rest up, because you know it's an emotional high and a mental high, and you have to make sure that you bring yourself down and you have enough rest to play the game on Sunday. So the biggest thing I learned going to all the Grey Cups is managing my time and knowing when to plan when to eat. It's something really small, but there are times where I didn't get a chance to eat because I was going from one event to another. But as time went on, I figured that out.
And because you know you were the starting quarterback, one of the marquee players, there's even more focus on you. And it's got to be. Was it fun? Like, even though you were so busy, was it fun, or did it almost seem like, man, this is too much work?
No, I think mentally you just go into to the week knowing what to expect. And the first time you're here, you don't know what to expect. But as the years go along, you know, okay, you got to get yourself mentally ready. Okay, you have media here. You're going to have these type of questions. You know, you have to answer all this stuff. Okay, you have a request over here. So you really got to get yourself mentally ready that this is what I have to do and just kind of just deal with it.
Anthony Calvillo joins us. Do you have a favorite Grey Cup victory? Does one stand out more than the other?
It's always going to be the first one. It always will, because you fight so hard to try to achieve it. You know, we lost it in 2000 and then got a chance to go back in 2002. So that one's always going to stand out in my mind, because just the excitement of not only the team but the city itself. I always refer to the parade that the city threw for us, and it was quite the party. And they really felt part of that Grey Cup championship trophy, and that was something special, and that's something I'm never going to forget.
That was in Edmonton, of course, against the Eskimos, so winning on the road, and you know, had to make it even more special. Tough conditions that day, if I recall. It was very cold. It was pretty slippery on the field.
And slippery, correct, yes.
Which Grey Cup loss stings the most?
It's going to be 2008 for a couple of reasons. One, that the fact that we lost at home. But two was the fact that I had made my wife a promise that I was going to win this for her. And this was a year after she got diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
So that was tough, facing her after the game. It was the most difficult thing that you could ever do, because you tell her all the stuff that you went through, you're going to play for and win this championship, and we lose. So, you know, even though it was, I think, our fifth loss in the Grey Cup, I didn't care about that. It was the fact that I had let her down. That was the hardest one.
And I'm assuming she let it go, but it was more so you. And you know what? You went through so much, not just as a player with your team, but with your wife and those off-field battles, that I think a lot of us sometimes kind of forgot how much of a mental toll that would have took for your team. Because I remember when you guys won and how emotional it was for your player after, you know, what you and your lovely wife, what she had gone through, really. Mm-hmm. And it really seemed to bring your team together. How much did it mean to you that your teammates were so happy for you because of the journey that you and your wife went on?
Well, I think in sports you try to build relationships. I think that's so crucial in any business and any atmosphere. When you get to know people and see what they've gone through, I think there's a connection, and you wanna do your best for them. And I think that's what occurred there in Montreal. And the fact that, you know, they saw the hard work and dedication that not only I was putting in, but the coaches were putting in. I think that carries a long way, and it's underestimated when you could build relationships and you know that this guy is doing everything he can to help you win. That goes a long way.
Anthony Calvillo joins us, all-time leading passer in CFL history. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's offensive coordinator with the Montreal Alouettes. Two good quarterbacks. Henry Burris, kind of the ageless wonder right now this year. He's going to win the MOP tonight. I think that's a slam dunk. Give me your assessment of Mike Riley and what you've seen from the quarterback position, the improvements in Mike's game.
Well, it just shows that he has the trust of the locker room. I mean, since he's returned after his injury, they just kept on winning. And when you have a quarterback that guys could believe in, I mean, they're going to go out there and play for him. I think he's done a better job of protecting himself. I think he was he's one of those young quarterbacks that will pick up first downs and throw his body around, but he has to realize, and I think he has, that you have to protect yourself on the football field because you, Mike Riley, gives your team the best chance to win, and I think he's done that. And again, it's his, it's fun to watch development of all these young quarterbacks. Some guys get it and some guys don't, but it seems like he has gotten it.
And you were a guy who, you didn't get it right away in your career, right? You took some time and you were able to learn under some veterans and definitely kind of went through the school of hard knocks early in your career. I think some people forget about the time in Las Vegas and even in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And so it's not an overnight thing. Like, Ricky Ray was the rare quarterback who came to the CFL and right away had success. You're in Montreal now as the offensive coordinator. You've got three young quarterbacks, and none of them have yet really emerged. How do you look as the OC dealing with those guys moving forward? How can you help them, or ultimately is it up to them to find out if they can play or not?
What I've learned this year is, you try to share all this knowledge with them and explain to them why you're designing plays and what to look for. But I think the addition of Kevin Glenn, when he showed up, we were able to explain it to him just like we explained it to the young quarterbacks, but he got it a lot quicker because he's been there. So the fact that he was able to pick it up a lot quicker than the young guys was beneficial to our football club because now the young quarterbacks are actually seeing it, not just because I'm saying it, because somebody else is executing it. And Kevin Glenn has brought a lot to our football team. His leadership, his ability to come in and mentor these young quarterbacks. And I told all the quarterbacks, I go, this is a guy that you can learn from. Kevin is a proven winner, and he's going to help our football team now and, of course, in the future as well.
Jason Moss, former quarterbacks here as the offensive coordinator. There's yourself, Dickinson's been in Calgary. We're seeing, you know, a lot more quarterbacks at the OC position. Ken Austin, of course, in Hamilton. And they just... it's tough to really understand offense, and it seems, you know, the defenses have really dominated recently, but offense had a little bit of a resurgence this year. The offensive thinking game from the CFL, how important is it, and do you think guys like yourself and former quarterbacks are going to be the ones who can lead the charge to get the CFL back to the high-scoring days that most of the fans like?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that have gone on. Is one, the defenses across this league have gotten a whole lot better, not just the DBs, but the defensive linemen. Across the league, every team is solid, so it's very hard to go out there and compete week in and week out because there's no drop-off. In the past, you maybe had two teams that had four great defensive linemen. That's no longer the case anymore. So it's more challenging for the offense to protect the quarterback because without protecting him, it's going to be a struggle. But I think right now you see all these young coaches who have learned from experienced CFL coaches from the past, but now they're putting their own twist on it as well. So you're seeing different things, but I think overall you have these young coaches that are going to help move forward in the CFL, but I think we also see a lot of young quarterbacks who are getting a chance to play. And that's going to be huge to the CFL.
Well, you and the opportunity to play, and you mentioned how your young guys get to see it from Kevin Glenn. So do you expect then that, you know, would you, ideally as the OC in Montreal, would you want Glenn back next year to help nurture your young guys?
Oh, without a doubt, and that's the plan right now. Okay. That was my expression to our organization with Ryan Dinwiddie, the other co-offensive coordinator. We believe that Kevin brings another dimension to the quarterback position that's going to help us now and, of course, help the young quarterbacks as he mentors them as well.
Anthony Calvillo joins us. We are in Winnipeg for the 103rd Grey Cup. I guess give me your scouting report on the game. Who do you like in the game?
It's going to be a very interesting game. Both have all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. Of course, we always talk about the turnovers. That's always going to be a big difference, but it comes down to who's going to be able to handle the pressure of this entire week. You have new guys playing in this game. You have veterans playing in this game. Who's going to win, I can't tell you, but I'm just looking forward to a good game.
You're a fan of the CFL, but when you're at a game like this and you're with an organization that it's not here, can you still enjoy the game?
It's been very hard to do that over the years. When I was playing, and if we weren't in the Grey Cup, and I still had to be here because I was up for an award, I hated it. I did not want to be around here because I just felt empty. And then now that I took a year off and Came back last year to see the game in Vancouver, and that was fun because I was totally just a fan.
Yeah.
And this year, again, even though we've missed it, the playoffs, it's kind of the same approach right now. I'm here to spend time with all these great people who come and enjoy these facilities during Grey Cup week.
So will fans have an opportunity to run into you at Ryderville or the Spirit of Edmonton rooms sometime this week?
We shall see. I'm here to experience as much as I can. And again, the key is we have great fans in this league, and they do a great job of supporting us, and I think it's important for the players to get back as well.
And I know you're here for with Mark's Work Warehouse, the title sponsor, and you know whether you're watching the game or walking to work or throwing the football around, it's important to dress in layers. So anything you recommend?
Listen, I've frozen myself many times standing on the sidelines. Yeah. And one thing I realize is you got to be layered up and you got to have some good boots. That's the one thing, you know, being from California, when I first came up here, I did not have any winter gear. Well, I take that back. I had my version of California winter gear, and it just wasn't good enough. So if you're looking for some good stuff, definitely go check out Mark's.
When you played, what was your go-to piece of gear that kept you warm on game day?
You know what? I didn't wear any tights whatsoever. I didn't like long-sleeve shirts. That was always a battle for me. I just put on about 4 T-shirts to keep my chest warm. I had a coat on the sideline that I would wear. But, you know, during a normal week of practice, you know, I've done it both ways. I try to, you know, do it like it's a game atmosphere where I wouldn't wear any long sleeve. And there was other times where I bundled up because it was just too cold. Yeah. But on game day, it was usually just no long sleeves. And mentally, you were just so focused in the game that the cold was not an issue.
Well, Anthony, great to have you back in the league. Always being a great ambassador. Great to see you again. And good luck in Montreal.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.